在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Western civilization faces a stark choice, too. Economic growth. The West's stunning economic advance over the past 1,000 years, and especially the last 200 years, has made mankind an ecological success and the West dominant.Victories over hunger and disease are unprecedented. Yet, if non-Western countries eventually reached Western consumption levels, the damage to the environment would be multiplied 12 times. The planet cannot cope with that. Happily, a new factor is emerging, the personalized economy, driven by imagination and intellect, not capital and hierarchy. Growth today can be increasingly weightless.We consume software and services rather than hunks of metal. In the last century, the U.S. economy grew to 20 times its earlier size, but the weight of output stayed roughly the same. Averting ecological suicide requires growth using far fewer finite resources. Individualism. This has always been the West's most striking characteristic. Now many inside the West are worried by individualism.Our highly atomistic society makes it easy to feel a failure. Every civilization has had self-made people. Ours is the first to foster millions of self-destroyed people. Yet selfish individualism is a recent heresy, a contradiction. Historically, individualism has advanced higher standards of personal behavior with community building, with leadership. We have stopped requiring that.If we do not demand truly responsible individualism from our leaders, role models, and ourselves, our civilization will disintegrate. Liberalism. The greatest threat to the West comes from liberalism's decline and from the liberal imperialists and neoconservatives so influential in America. Also from the ultra-liberals, the relativists who see nothing special about Western liberal society,who deny personal responsibility and incubate the victim mentality. But the greatest threat to liberalism is that few still believe passionately in it. Liberalism's successes have blunted its appeal. Western civilization has reached a fork in the road. Down one road lies cynicism, aggression, indifference, neoconservatism, and ultra-liberalism. Down the other lies a recovery of nerve, confidence in ourselves and our culture,Unity within and between America and Europe, a society of individuals held together by self-improvement, striving, optimism, reason, compassion, equality, and mutual identity. The road chosen will determine whether our civilization collapses or reaches its destiny.